We are continuing Surah Bani Israel, and the verse I recite is verse number 23. And your Lord has commanded that you worship none but Him, and kindness to parents. If one of them or both of them reach old age with you, do not say to them, fee, nor repulse them, and speak to them in a gracious word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the reputation, the prestige of the parents, in the sense that first Allah talked about His Tawheed and asked not to associate anybody with Him. And right after Tawheed, He talked about parents, that you have to be kind to your parents. So the verse itself shows how important it is to be kind to parents, because it came just after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about His Tawheed. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, especially about the bil walidin ahsana, means what? Means doing good, means being good company with them and not making them ask you what they need, even if they are wealthy. So what does it mean be good to parents? Means you don't wait till they ask you anything, but you yourself see what they need and you give them, even if they are wealthy. You know, and Imam further said that don't say even fee, means uff. Uff is the smallest Arabic word in the sense of saying something. Imam said if there was any word even smaller than uff, Allah would have used in the Quran not to say to parents, because Allah is so sensitive about the parents. So Imam says, what is the meaning of uff? In the sense that you should not chide them even if they beat you. If they are beating you, you should not chide them. Don't say anything. And when Quran says that وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, means what? Means speak to them in a gracious word, means say God bless you. Say God bless you. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَحَ دُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُرْ رَبِّرْ حَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبِّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And out of compassion, lower unto them the wing of humility. And say, my Lord, have mercy on them both as they cherished me when I was little. Subhanallah. Now, what is the meaning of khafad? Khafad means lowering the feathers. Now, let me give you a little explanation. When the mother bird comes, the baby bird who's hungry lowers the wing, asking mother to feed him. So this lowering of the wing of the baby bird is called khafad. Waqfid, the Quran says, waqfid lahuma janaha, means lowering your feathers in front of your parents. That's how you should be so much respectful to your parents. You should be so respectful that out of compassion, lower unto them the wing of the humility. And say, my Lord, have mercy on them both as they cherished me when I was little. Beautiful dua Allah has taught us, that, oh Allah, have mercy on them the way they cherish me. Subhanallah. That's how Allah wants us to be. Now Imam explained the meaning to make yourself submissively gentle to them with compassion means what? Imam said, do not fix your eyes on them except by compassion and gentility. Means when you look at them, look with the compassion. Do not raise your voice above their voice, and nor raise your hand above theirs, and do not walk in front of them. Subhanallah. That's the meaning of lowering your wings. As you have to be so kind. You know, there are so many narrations on parents. We don't have any scope for today's majlis to talk about the whole thing. But it's like just a simple fact is that after Allah's submission, Allah asks you to submit to your parents. This is what I can say in the gist. رَبَّكُمْ عَالَمُوا بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالَحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Your Lord is well aware about what is in yourself. If you be righteous, then verily He is for the extended forgiving. See, this word is so sophisticated, so beautiful. You know, like when we do something against parents, Allah did not talk straight about that. Because it would be beyond the dignity of Allah to talk even about that. So Allah even didn't say that. Allah didn't mention, because it's beyond the dignity of the book of Allah. So Allah says in a very beautiful sense, in a Quran. This the Quran is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your Lord is well aware about what is in yourself. If you be righteous, then verily He is for the repentant forgiving. Means what? Means Allah knows what is in your heart. Means what? If you have sinned against your parents, right? If you became angry towards them, if you raise your voice against them, right? That's in your heart, Allah says. Right? And if you've done that, what Allah is saying? If you be righteous, then verily He is for the repenting forgiving. Allah says, if you have done those sins, being against your parents, then if you repent really, and if you're righteous, I'll forgive you. Allah is so kind to the children also. Allah is Allah for everybody. He is kind. So now, the word came in Quran is Awwabina. Awwab. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, who's Awwab? He says, Awwab is the one who abstains from God disobedience. And he is diligent in Allah's obedience. And fulfillment of the trust, honesty of speech, keeping good company of someone who accompanies them, prolongation of prostration. Those are awabin. We should become awabin. Allah says that, because Allah says in Quran, lil awabina ghafura, He will be ghafur to awabin. So we become awabin. Like who returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, those who turn him frequently and they constantly worship him are so called awwabin. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, who are awwabin? When the shadows disappear and the souls take rest, then take your knees to God, for that is hour of awwabin. Means at the noon time, when the shadow disappear and people take nap, as the time you take your knees to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our for awabin. When they do ruju, they turn to Allah and do astaghfar. Wa atizal qurba haqqahu wal miskina wabna sabili wala tubadduru tabdira. And give to the near of the kin his due, and the needy, and the wayfarer, and do not squander wastefully. Subhanallah. So Allah is asking you to give it to the your near of the kin, qurba, and for the needy and the wayfarer. And do not squander wastefully. So before Allah talked about parents, and after parents Allah talks about the near ones who are your blood family, you know, and the needy ones and the wayfarer who are travelers, you know. And Allah says that wala tubadduru tabdira, and don't become squander wastefully. The squander wastefully is the one who spend a lot wastefully. So especially waatazil qurba haqqahu, regarding that, when Imam Sajjad was in Sham and a person came to him and Imam said, did you read Quran? And he read this verse. And when he read this verse, Mola said that, and give to the near the kin his due. The translation of the verse of Atizil Qurba Haqqahu, Mola said that we are the one Allah is asking about, that give us our right. We are Ahlul Bayt of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the right of us, which is the right to do mawaddat, to love us and to follow us. إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا. Verily the squanders are the brethren of Satan, and Satan was very ungrateful to his Lord. إن المبذرين, surely the squanders are the brothers of Shaitan. See, in the whole Quran, this is the first time and the last time Allah talked about the who are the squanders is brother of Shaitan. Not the others are called the followers of Shaitan. Any sin you do, you are follower of Shaitan. Footstep, following footstep of Shaitan, right? But in this verse, Allah says they are the brothers of Shaitan. Means their sin is so great that they don't follow Shaitan, but they collaborate with Shaitan. They are on the same footing with Shaitan. Ya astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. That means squandering, spending wastefully, such a great sin. وَإِمَّا تُغْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمَ اتِّغَاءَ رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّهِ تَرَجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. And if you turn away from them, seeking mercy from your Lord, which you are hopeful for, then speak to into them a gentle word. What is the meaning of this verse? Let me explain you the idea, then inshallah we'll go back to the translation. If you don't have much money in your hand, and you are hoping that you'll get some job and money from somewhere, and you are hoping Allah's mercy, right? And if somebody asking some money or need, and you cannot give to him, right? Because your hands are empty, but you are hoping for Allah's mercy, and somebody is asking you, so Allah is teaching you, then you should speak to them gentle word. At least give them a gentle word, because they will be upset because they will not get what they are asking for from you. So you are helpless, you don't have money, so you be a gentle to them, you know. So now I'll read the translation again, so inshallah you'll understand. If you turn away from them, seeking mercy from your Lord, means you hope that you'll get a job or something which you are hopeful for, then speak into them a gentle word. You know, if you read Surah Baqarah, Allah talks about it, that if somebody asks you money and if you cannot give them money and they become hard on you, then you keep patience with them, you know. That's another thing, that if they become hard on you, you keep patience. If you don't have money, you be gentle to them. You know, Allah wants you everything to be in very in a proper manner, things should be dealt very properly, you know. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ أُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطُهَا كُلَّ الْبَسَطِ فَتَقْعُدْ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. And do not make your hand to be shackled to your neck, nor stretch it to the utmost of its stretching, so that you should sit down blame empty handed. When Imam was asked about this, what is the meaning of putting your hand to the neck and stretch to the maximum, Imam showed, sixth Imam, holding fist like this and then stretching hand with the palm open like this. He said neither you become so much stingy that don't give anything at all to somebody, or give everything that you have nothing left. Allah said that if you stay so much, what will happen? Malumam mahsura, sit down blamed, empty handed. Mizan did not say, somebody asked Imam, what is mahsura means? Imam said, stripped off. Means you are nothing, you know. You are like stripped off. So, if we see these three verses, it comes to very clearly that if you are a squanderer, you know, if you are a squanderer, then you cannot be, you don't have money to kind to your parents, to your family, to the anybody, right? Because you are squandering, you know. You have nothing to give anybody. So that's why it's such a great sin to squander wastefully. Saad was doing wudu, and Prophet was washing his wudu, and he was using a lot of water. So Prophet said, why are you using so much water? Why are you wasting it? This is squandering. So everything can be squandering, you know, got to be very careful. Allah, anything. Prophet said that even if you're going to the flowing stream, use water carefully. Still, you cannot squander thing. It comes to his soul, this nature, you know. So now, our sixth Imam says, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, if one spends anything not in the way of God obedience, he is a squanderer. Anything you do for sinning is squandering. And one spends in the way of God, then he is moderate spender. Means he is muqtasid. Quran says about muqtasid. Means he is moderate, then who is spending in Allah's way. But again Imam said, one who gives away all his wealth and sits helpless without any finance, somebody asks about that. So there can be squandering and lawful expenditure. Imam said yes. Means if you are spending the way of Allah to the max and you are sitting without anything for your family, it is also squandering. Even he spent in the way of Allah. A beggar came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and asked for something, so Imam gave a handful of dates, you know. And the next beggar came again, and Imam gave a handful of dates. And the third beggar came, Imam said, and that's what the verse said about, right? Exactly, Imam showed what verse is. May God provide for us and provide for you. Right? فَقُلَّهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. He showed how to say kind word to him, to the beggar, because he didn't have it. So he said, that's it. You know, because he was hoping for Allah's mercy. So Allah, he really showed Quran, you know, by he was hoping for Allah's mercy for himself, because that verse said that, you know, when we read this verse, what it said, anhu abtiga rahmatim rabbi, that you are seeing Allah's rahmah, you know. Quran says that, so Imam said that may God provide for us and for you. Now, there are some interesting narration about this verse also, especially the verse that you don't stretch your hand so that you are sit down blamed, empty handed. That the narration is like that somebody, some lady sent her son to Prophet's house asking for something, and she said that if Prophet doesn't have anything, ask his shirt. So he asked something and he didn't have Prophet. Then the kid asked about Prophet's shirt, and Prophet gave him shirt. He went to the side in the curtain, he gave him shirt. Now he was without any shirt. Then the words came of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is also one more narration that Prophet had some gold in his hand, and somebody gave him gold, and he had habit not to carry gold at night and sleep, you know. He's Prophet. So he gave to somebody gold at night that night. So next morning a beggar came and asked him something, and he did not have anything to give, so beggar was hard on him. So when beggar was hard on him, Prophet felt sad that he could not make this beggar happy in the worst game. Subhanallah. إن ربك يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا. Verily your Lord extends the sustenance for whoever He pleases and straightens He is of His servants all aware, all seeing. To whom He wants to give a sustenance more, He gives, and to whom He wants to reduce, He reduces. Verily He is all aware and all seeing. Mizan says very beautiful thing. The way Allah asks to be moderate in spending, same way Allah does to His servant, same way. Sometimes He increases it, sometimes He decreases it, but only up to measure. He doesn't go on extremes, you know. Imam Khomeini in his chair is mentioned about this, that Allah sees the soul of the person, what is good for him. Some souls are more guided when they are rich, and some souls are more guided when they are poor. So Allah goes accordingly, because poverty can be a test and richness can be a test. So Allah sees what is good for the soul. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْئًا كَبِيرًا. And do not kill your offspring for fear of poverty. We sustain them as well as you. Verily, killing them is a capital sin. Because right now what is happening nowadays that there are so many abortion happening all over the world because that people don't want to have a bigger family and they are afraid of having children in the world. So they say the schools are expensive and our life standard is high, so they are killing. In ancient time what was happening, that when there was drought and famine, they used to kill the children with the fear of they will be hungry or they have to marry their daughters to a poor person. So they used to kill them, and Allah is talking about that, do not kill them because we give you sustenance and we give them sustenance. You are not the one who is giving sustenance. And Allah says, verily killing them is a capital sin. Khit'an kabira. وَلَا تَقْرُبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَعَيْشَةً وَسَّاءَ سَبِيلًا. And do not approach fornication. Verily, it is an indecency and an evil way. So Allah talks about zina. Don't even go near it. He didn't say that don't do it. He said don't even go near it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَعَيْشَةً وَسَّاءَ سَبِيلًا. And it is an indecency and an evil way. Because fornication destroys the communities. And that's what's happening in the society nowadays, in the Western world. People don't want to get married. When you ask, why don't you get married? She says, I don't need to get married. All these ladies belong to me in the city. Why I have to get married, right? So what happened when you do that? There is no family structure left. There is no upbringing of children. All you have is unlawful children being unwashed in the broken homes. And these out of wedlock children, what kind of behavior, what kind of education, and what kind of character will they have? So fornication destroys the whole nation. And that's what is happening. Now, what we are seeing in West and everywhere nowadays, even Muslims, that because of fahisha, that women are not doing hijab, they are not observing Allah's limits, what is happening? Extramarital affairs are happening. That's happening nowadays because you don't wear hijab, you listen to music, you go to mixed gathering, extramarital affairs are happening and families are breaking down. And divorces are happening. Now what is happening? When divorces are happening, all these kind of sickness are coming. Now it is coming to that point in the West that even the children don't know who their father is. And to who to get inheritance from the father. And so many diseases are spreading everywhere because of this kind of behavior. It's like a big curse, this fornication. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا نَفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَنْ قُتُلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. And do not kill anyone whom Allah has forbidden, save for the just cause. And whoever is killed unjustly, we have appointed to his heir authority. Thus he must not exceed limits in slaying. Verily he is assisted. Allah is saying that you cannot kill anybody but through the Islamic court, you know, like if there's a capital punishment from Islamic court, you cannot kill anybody unless it is from the Islamic law. And if you kill somebody unjustly, then we have given authority to the heir. The heir, the wali, has authority. We have given authority to him. So somebody asked Imam Qazim alayhi salam, what kind of authority the heir has? Imam Qazim alayhi salam says, authority is that he will bring him to the court and then he has to get capital punishment. Allah gave authority to the heir, and now he has choice whether he can get him killed or get the blood money. There's authority. And the Quran says, thus he must not exceed limits in slaying. What is the meaning of exceed limits in slaying? That means the one whose family got killed, he should not exceed the limit. Exceed the limit of slaying. Capital punishment means he should not punish somebody else. Because in ancient time, what used to happen, that somebody comes and kill one family member, they'll go and kill several of them. That's exceeding the limits. Or going in and killing the chief. Although somebody else killed, they'll go and kill the nobleman. These are exceeding the limits. Now the last thing in this verse, Innahu kana mansura. And he is assisted. Allah assist him, the one who got killed, in the sense of legal court. Allah assist him. But What about Hussein alayhi salam? Imam Hussein was, when he was killed, the angels were crying in the heaven and they started saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hussein got killed so unjustly. What is going to happen to Hussein's blood? And they were crying and near throne. Allah showed the face of Imam Azam alayhi salam. He said that he is the one who will take the, he will avenge the blood of Hussein. He will be the avenger of the blood of Imam Hussein. So when Imam Azam comes, he will say near Kaaba that I am here to avenge the blood of my forefather Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Oh Imam Zaman, you are going to take the revenge of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That so much torture was given to him, especially slaps on the face of Sakina, slaps of Sakina, killing of Ali Asghar, killing of Ali Akbar. Now Mu'mineen have to stand up when Imam comes, but now to prepare the grounds to take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Enemies already upset and angry that how come on the 40th of Hussein millions of Shia come to say Imam Azam alayhi salam that we are ready to help you, to assist, to take the revenge of blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.